This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Todd Marksberry from Canvas Credit Union. How are you, sir?
Good, good. You. You just grabbed me off the street.
I did, yeah. You were just walking by and went, hey, I know that guy.
I know that guy.
Bring him in here.
How you doing, Mike?
Just happened to be in Spokane at the same time.
I happen to be here. Yeah.
I'm doing good. I'm better now that you're here. So
fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah. How's the show going for you?
I think it's going really well.
Yeah.
This is obviously my first time, as you know.
Oh, that's right. Yes, because of obvious...
Yeah, we had the merger with, you know, between Mountain West and Go West, mm-hmm. Credit Union Associations. And so we, on the Mountain West side, we had all of our conferences and
that's right. You've already had yours.
Yeah, we had our slate of things, and mm-hmm. like, hey, come on up here. There's like 1,000 people participating. Yeah, it's really cool.
And who knows how big it's going to be next year, because obviously the Mountain West Credit Union Association's conference is not going to happen. Yeah. So all those folks are going to be coming to Go West.
I think it'll be massive, Mike. I think, you know, interestingly, because we had ours back in May, I think it was.
Yeah.
Everybody for 2022 from those three states had already budgeted for, you know, attending that thing and not this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'll shift, and I know that they'll all come. There are some people from Wyoming, Colorado, and Arizona.
I've seen them. I've interviewed a bunch of folks from Colorado already. Colorado, of all places.
Yeah, well,
that's been the state. You guys are representing really well this
time.
It's
easy to get up here.
It is.
Spokane is a really pretty town.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh,
it's a credit union town.
It is. It is. Yeah, I've spoken to a lot of people, and I think one of my first times up here many moons ago, I mean, you just go down, there's credit unions everywhere. So the market share they have here is second to none, I think, in the country. So they're doing something right up here. Indeed.
Right.
So tell me about the merger, because we talked about it when Troy came on the show and stuff. We talked about it early on. So now that we're post-merger and we're making it super official at this conference, how are things going so far? Because you're vice chair of the association now. So what's on the docket and how are things going so far?
Yeah, so I was chair, as you know, Mike, at the time
of
for
Mountain West,
and when we were negotiating and you know the final, you know, hey, we'll do this and this and this and this is what the name may be, etc.
Yeah.
Jeff Adams, who had just become the chair of Northwest,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and so it made perfect sense. I had been serving as chair for Mountain West for a couple of years, and Jeff is just an incredible leader, and an amazing credit union, and he's really done a lot of mergers, so he knows this merger well. Perfect leader for this season for the association, and I thought I was out, dude. I thought I was out. I was like, I've served, I've done my time. They're like, no, you need to be the vice chair.
You're gonna re-up.
Like, oh my gosh, jokingly I say that, but it has gone extremely well. The folks we had, I want to say, if memory serves me, we had 92% of the credit union, our affiliated mm-hmm. members vote,
and
vote in the affirmative, which is incredible for six states. And so Troy and his team did a wonderful job of casting what that vision was in mm-hmm. terms of hyper-local mm-hmm. advocacy,
mm-hmm.
And all the support services, what we can do with the foundation, what we can do with the Service Corp, as far as just, you know, exponential impact. So it's gone extremely well.
Really cool. And actually, I mean, I'm glad you brought all that stuff up, because I've actually had a couple of credit unions in here that were Mountain West. And I talked to them about the merger, what their thoughts were, and a couple of them said that they were kind of skeptical at first. They weren't really sure, like, okay, what's the why here? And to Troy's credit, they contacted him personally, and they talked to him personally. And these are smaller credit unions who don't want to be left in the dust by any stretch of the imagination. They want to be strong and have their voice heard. And to Troy's credit, he sat down and talked with them, literally, and say, hey, this are the plans, this is what we're going to do. And they bought in. And they're and ever since then, they're like, this has been a great thing.
But Mike, it goes beyond that. What you wouldn't know is and to Troy's credit, it was literally a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles season for him. He was getting calls, and it might be, you know, some of my good friends in Wyoming.
Yeah.
And one credit union CEO would be this side of the state, and another CEO on the other side of the state. Wyoming's a big state.
Oh, yeah.
And Troy I'd get a text, and he'd say, hey, you got a minute? He says, I'm flying into Denver. I rented a car. I'm driving up to Cheyenne. And then I'm going to Laramie. And then I'm like, what the heck? He said, I want to meet them eyeball to eyeball and share with them the value proposition. He says, it matters that they really know that I care deeply about the credit unions in Wyoming in this case. And he did the same thing in Arizona, did the same thing in Colorado. He rolled up his sleeve. He was grinding for a few
months. Got some miles in there for a few months.
Definitely. He did.
Yeah, he told me that he and Scott actually were driving around Wyoming, going to all these different credit unions.
Scott had to, like, you know, I mean, he had maps and everything. He could, you know, but Scott was like, yeah, turn left. There's a hot dog joint down there.
It's
on
really
the right.
Good.
Yeah. So Scott did the same thing.
Okay.
Scott Earl. He rolled up his sleeves and really he cared deeply that, you know, from a legacy perspective.
Yeah.
One, he cared deeply about. Yeah. The value proposition, but, you know, he wanted to make sure that up to the last day until he and Bonnie retired that he was grinding on behalf of credit.
Well, and on an advocacy, gosh, if I can say that, on an advocacy front, the resources that the combined association has now is obviously never been stronger. So those efforts are going to be stepped up. Do you have any comment on that, on how the advocacy is going to go now?
Well, and I'm going to mess my numbers up here, but I believe from a congressional perspective, I think 10% of the congressional delegates at the national level, 12% on the Senate level, which means we have access now from an advocacy perspective.
It's hard to say.
We have access to 10-12% of the legislators at the federal level. That's a huge deal. We can speak in one voice. We can speak locally, so very obviously what's happening, what we need to do to protect the charter and grow the charter for credit unions in Wyoming, Arizona, et cetera. But we can also come together at that federal level and really have a concentrated effort with a huge chunk of legislators, congressional and Senate, and that's a big deal. We've already seen the fruits of that of our labor, and it's been really, really successful so far. I'm not kidding you. I've seen legislators say, "So, you guys have a relationship with such and such down in Colorado as well. You know, I sit on a committee with her. You know,
Small world. It's a big deal. Okay,
it's a big deal.
I like how those dots connect for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the conference here. What are some takeaway? What do you? I mean, I always say, why are you here?
Yeah,
I know why you're here, but what are some takeaways? What do you want to take back to Canvas Monday morning, so to speak, from this conference?
Well, I want to let folks know, and interestingly, again, because we hadn't prepared for this from a scheduling perspective at Canvas. Back in November of last year, when everybody was laying out their forecasts.
Starting to talk about it,
This week we have Big Bright Minds, Filene's Big Bright Minds,
happening literally right now.
In Denver, we have CUNA Lending Council.
Next week.
There's Money 2020. There were a lot of things. We at Go West, you know, you have to do an overlay and sync all those things up and try to figure out where we're going to divide and conquer.
Right.
We always do that at Canvas.
Right.
I think my takeaway is I'll go back and let the team know this is a really powerful conference. There are a lot of folks. We want to build out our network, expand our network of credit union friends and family from Oregon, Washington, Idaho. This is credit union territory. Like you said, second to none, not just in Spokane, but, you know, as you know, and, you know, Oregon and in Idaho. I just now saw Kent Orem, who's retiring from Idaho Central.
Yeah, he's a
good
guy.
They own Idaho. Yeah, you're like, where is that guy?
I know, I want to get him in here.
There are a lot of really wonderful credit union people, and our team at Canvas we need to expand our group of family and friends in that regard.
Yeah.
I'll also let them know we have, last night we had a big Children's Miracle Network.
Oh, the disco ball auction
we
for
did,
Children's
Miracle
Network.
I'm not sure, I haven't seen the final totals, but you know, I know we raised a lot of money last night.
I think they're going to have those numbers this afternoon.
We are. Jeff and I are going to announce this afternoon, and we're going to have the two Miracle Twins with us.
Right,
I think it's Jeff and Liam. I think
you're right on that. Yeah,
I think I got those names.
Yeah, we're talking about it yesterday.
But that we'll bring them up on stage. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I mean, that's the cherry on top, right? Is what you guys do for Children's Miracle Network hospitals, Creighton's for Kids more specifically. So yeah, it's just every year, you guys up the ante here. You're up your game in that area, and it's just it's really kind of a very proud thing that this industry, what this industry does for that network, especially. So yeah,
I agree.
Alrighty, sir. Anything else to add? Anything else to add here before I let you? Unleash you onto the other.
You unleash me. Now, just always, Mike, when I say thank you for all the work you do. I don't know if you guys know this. I saw Mike yesterday. I'm looking and I'm like, hey, do we do these things for you? He's like, well, I do this myself.
Yes.
I create all these things for everywhere you go. Yeah. And I joked and said, you got the kids back there pressing. One of these days, they'll be a part of the business.
Yes, they will.
But thank you for everything that you do for us and the industry.
It
matters, and you help spread the gospel.
I'm doing my best, sir. Doing my best. Yeah. And one last thing. Every time I go to the Denver airport, I see canvas all over the place there. You have canvassed that airport, literally. So I'm like, hey, I know those guys. So it's kind of a cool little moment that I have to myself. Like, hey, I know those guys.
I get text messages from friends all over the country when they're coming through.
I think Chris Kovacs actually did a little selfie in front of one of the ATM machines or something. It's like, hey, we know these
guys. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. I don't know if we make a lot of money on those, but the branding is amazing.
The branding is amazing.
Branding.
Yes, it's what it's all about. All right, sir. I'm going to let you get going. Todd, always a pleasure, always an adventure, and we enjoy having you here, and keep up the good work, sir.
You too, Mike.
All right. Thank you, sir. There he is. Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellance, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.